For contacting customer support, my name is Kayla. May I please have your zip code so I can locate an account for you?
35127.
Thank you. And may I have your first and last name, please?
Bernice Wallace.
Okay, Ms. Wallace, thank you. Allow me just a second here to see if I can locate the account.
I don't think I have no account with y'all.
Okay, yes, ma'am. I'm not accessing anything by that zip code. What is the nature of your call today?
My granddaughter saw something on the internet about a free mixer from Walmart for $2. And she put in the information off of my credit card that I don't know nothing about, no mixer and all that. And this is my landline I'm calling on because I very seldom use the cell phone, and she had my cell phone. And it was something on the internet about get a $2 mixer, something for $2 from Walmart.
Did she already complete that sign up?
I think she did.
Okay. What is the first 6 and last 4 of that card she used? I don't need the full card, just the first 6 digits and the last 4 digits of the card to see if I can locate the charge.
4094. That's phone numbers. 32.
Okay. And what about the last 4?
9050.
Okay, thank you. So I'm not accessing any order with that card number as of yet. How long ago was this created? Do you know?
About 30 minutes, hour to 30 minutes ago.
Okay. Have you checked your account to see if you were billed anything?
I can't check it now because ain't nothing open yet.
Oh, okay. I would suggest, because I'm not locating any charge with that card number, I would just suggest to contact your financial institution to see if the charge came out. And if it did, ask them to give you a phone number associated with that charge. They usually have them next to the merchant billing.
Because she said she put the 3 numbers on the back.
Mm-hmm.
She put that in there, too.
Mm.
She's only 11 years old.
Okay.
And she thought she don't want to mix or something from Walmart for $2.
Right. I understand. I'm so sorry about this inconvenience. I would just confirm with your financial institution first that there was a successful charge. If there was, get the phone number associated with that charge from the bank and give that number a call.
Okay. Thank you.
You're welcome. Thank you for calling customer support. You have a great weekend.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.